Hey there, overthinkers. Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the wild world of your mind. Ever feel like you're riding a roller coaster of emotions? One minute you're soaring with joy, the next you're plummeting into anxiety over a spilled cup of coffee. Well, you're not alone. We all have these emotional triggers, those pesky things that set our brains off on a wild goose chase. Today, we're diving deep into managing those triggers and learning how to stay cool as a cucumber even when life throws us a curveball. Because let's face it, in this fast-paced world, being able to handle your emotions is like having a superpower. It lets you make clear decisions, build stronger relationships, and just generally feel more in control of your amazing life. Now, I'm not saying becoming an emotionless robot is the goal here. Feeling things is what makes us human. But learning to manage those intense reactions? That's where the magic happens. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you become a master of your emotions. First, awareness is your superpower. You can't manage what you don't know, right? Pay attention to what sets you off, specific people, situations, even certain thoughts. Think about those times when your heart races or your stomach flips. What were you doing? Who were you with? Keep a little journal if that helps, jotting down those triggers and how they make you feel. It's like becoming a detective of your own emotions. Second, challenge those negative thoughts. Ever notice how our minds can take a perfectly normal situation and turn it into a disaster movie in 5 seconds flat? They didn't text back, they must hate me. I messed up that presentation, I'm a complete failure. Stop right there, those thoughts are just stories your brain is telling itself. Ask yourself, is this really true? More often than not, the answer is no. Third, breathe, my friend, breathe. When you feel those emotions rising, take a few deep, slow breaths. This simple act can do wonders for calming your nervous system. Inhale deeply through your nose, hold it for a few seconds, and exhale slowly through your mouth. Think of it like hitting the reset button on your brain. Next up, practice self-compassion. We're all human, we make mistakes, we have bad days. Be kind to yourself. Instead of beating yourself up over a slip-up, acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend. And finally, find healthy outlets for your emotions. Exercise, creative pursuits like painting or writing, spending time in nature. These are all fantastic ways to release pent-up energy and process those feelings. Find what works for you and make it a regular part of your routine. Remember that time you were stuck in traffic, fuming because you were going to be late for an important meeting? Maybe the car in front of you just wouldn't move. You felt your heart racing, your palms sweating, classic trigger moment. But instead of letting those feelings take over and turning into a road rage monster, what if you took a deep breath, put on some calming music, and even started thinking about that amazing dinner you were going to have afterward? By shifting your focus and practicing self-compassion, you transform that stressful situation into something more manageable. Okay, overthinkers, let's recap. Awareness of your triggers is key. Challenge those negative thoughts, breathe deeply, be kind to yourself, and find healthy outlets for your emotions. By implementing these strategies, you can become a master of managing your emotional responses and navigate life with more calm and confidence. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one trigger you struggle with most? Share your experiences in the comments below. Let's support each other on this journey to a calmer mind. And don't forget to subscribe to Overthinking Cure, Quiet Your Mind, for daily doses of wisdom and motivation. Until next time, keep it real, keep it calm, and remember, you've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.